screaming, bare feet hit the floor. Yeah, it's off to the races, everybody out the door. I'm feeling like I'm falling behind, it's a crazy life. 90 miles an hour, going fast as I can, trying to push a little harder, trying to get the upper hand. So much to do in so little time, it's a crazy life. It's ready, set, go, it's another wild day. When the stress is on the rise, in my heart I feel you say, just breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at my feet. And be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to just breathe. Third cup of Joe, just to get me through the day. Wanna make the most of time, but I feel it slip away. I wonder if there's something more to this crazy life. I'm busy, 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 and it's no surprise to see that I only have time for me, me, me. There's gotta be something more to this crazy life. I'm hanging on tight to another wild day. When it starts to fall apart in my heart, I hear you say, just breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at my feet. And be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to take it in, fill your lungs, the peace of God that overcomes. Just
thanks for joining us on this Friday in Lent. Well, I hope your morning isn't like that song, but my guess is that it's pretty much like that. A flood of to-do lists coming at you and no time to breathe. Well, it's April 1st, no fooling. And this is the day we should all be on guard for a prank or a joke coming our way. And I'm always reminded of the joke about the atheist who was complaining that he didn't have any holidays like Christmas or Easter or anything else to really celebrate, nothing. And the person that overheard him said, yes, you have a holiday to celebrate. That's April 1st. He said, why is that? Well, it's April Fool's Day, and the scripture tells us in Psalm 14, verse 1, a fool says in their heart, there is no God. Well, you know, I wouldn't be terribly upset about not being able to celebrate holidays as much as not being able to know who to give thanks to. When you hear birds singing first thing in the morning, or you get to see a beautiful mountains, or get to see a beautiful sunrise or sunset, the worst part of an atheist life, I believe, would not be knowing who to give thanks to celebrate God's presence and blessings in our lives. I can't imagine not being able to do that, can you? I can't imagine going a day without saying thanks, but I can't imagine being so busy sometimes that, well, we don't do a very good job of taking time to share the gratitude that we have for all of our blessings. Wednesday night Lenten services are so special, and we have guest speakers and do all kinds of interesting things. But one of my favorite parts of the service is early on in the service when we share this marvelous prayer, offering thanks to God. We take time to slow down and celebrate our dependence on God. We literally read Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8 together. Let this be our prayer now. And after hearing this, take time to put away the lists and maybe make a list, a mental list to God of all the things that you're thankful for. Oh God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you as a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I've looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and your glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips when I think of you. In you I have found my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me. Amen.